time, Airman First Class Parker Doomer. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, retiring H860 Golf and installation reoptimization plan. The 56th Rescue Squadron and the 56th Rescue Generation Squadron at Aviano Air Base are retiring the H860 Golf, also known as the Pavehawk Helicopter. The 56th is the last active duty Air Force unit to retire the Gulf after years of contributions to the 31st Fighter Wing and their mission, ensuring countless service members return with honor.
During its 42 years of service, the HH-60 Gulf has been vital to the Air Force's mission, providing personnel recovery operations, security cooperation, aviation advisory, and humanitarian aid. Most Air Force commands will not fly in an area of responsibility unless rescue is present, making the HH-60 integral to every mission. The 56 showed respect to the Gulf by launching a four-aircraft sortie, allowing pilots that have served alongside the Gulf to conduct a Finney flight on December 18th. Technical Sergeant Stephen Tipton, 56th Rescue Generation Squadron Flightline Expediter, speaks on the legacy of the HH-60 Gulf and the mentality of the air crew attached to it.
You know, whether they had a name that everybody knew or not, we picked up somebody that needed saving on the worst day of their life. One of the things that we always used to say was, we'll send in 10 people to save one.
Tipton also reflects on some of the operations and humanitarian aid missions the aircraft was a part of, including Operations Just Cause, Desert Storm, in addition to Hurricane Katrina, and many more efforts across the globe. I'm Senior Airman Chase Verzal, AFN News.
Installation Reoptimization Plan. With your Air Force News, I'm Airman First Class Phil Edwards. The Department of the Air Force is releasing its Installation Infrastructure Action Plan, or I-2AP, to adapt its installations to the challenges of great power competition. The effort is designed to re-optimize installations by better aligning them with mission-critical capabilities. It also delivers combat power with enough speed, range, and intensity to deter adversaries, and if needed, win decisively. Dr. Ravi Sadri, Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Energy, Installations, and Environment, says it's a comprehensive and strategic approach to our infrastructure, and it focuses on one thing, ensuring our installations are competitive for great power competition.
That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class Parker Doomer.